Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And these bonus episodes, Greg, we get to be a little looser than usual and just share music we're excited to share with our listeners and with our Patreon supporters like Rob Grumins. Rob, thank you for helping to keep Sound Opinions going. We appreciate everyone who supports the show. So the Desert Island Concept, you know, is a track we can't live without. We've got, I think at this point, Greg, thousands of them. Mm-hmm. Right. It's a very big island with a very big jukebox. Give me a hint of what you're going to share with us today.
I am going to talk a little bit about and play a song from one of the punk bands that I think was one of the most virtuosic of the punk bands. And that seems like an oxymoron, virtuoso and punk.
But supposed to be primitive.
I think it absolutely applies to this particular band, and in particular, the drummer in this band.
All right. Well, we're going to hear about that in a minute. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. All right, Mr. Kot, you're going to play a song from a virtuosic punk band with a fantastic drummer.
Yes, the band is the Dead Kennedys, and their drummer, D.H. Pellegro, age 63, died at his home in Los Angeles after he took a hard fall in late October. A head trauma, died, really tragic stuff. He was battling alcoholism and drug addiction throughout his life, but despite his personal struggles, created some fantastic music along the way, not the least of which was with the Dead Kennedys. Now, here's where I'm coming from on the whole virtuoso part. I think between Pellegro on drums, East Bay Ray on guitar, and Klaus Fluoride on bass, they were an amazing power trio. And then Jello Biafra with those, I mean, the guy
that
was a
that voice
force of nature
of
up
alien
front.
anger. Yeah,
it was a pretty amazing powerhouse group. I saw them live a bunch of times, including at a little dank basement club called Club COD on the north side of Chicago, and the shows were just amazing. The drummer on their first record, the Holiday in Cambodia record, right? Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables. That was a guy named Ted.
He went, Ted.
He left to study architecture, right? D.H. Pellegro took over immediately after. So he was there from basically 1981 through this was the dream lineup of the band, 81 through 86, that did In God We Trust and that EP that had Nazi Punks F Off on it and Plastic Surgery Disaster, et cetera, et cetera. Pellegro was not only a dynamite drummer, he could play almost in any style. He brought some jazz and funk influences to the punk thing that they were doing. He was also a very good songwriter.
Yeah.
And he had contributed to a lot of the tracks on their records. He had his own group too, you know, in which he sang vocals and played guitar. He was a versatile musician.
Well, you know, Biafra famously is on the outs with the other Dead Kennedys.
Right.
I saw a post where he paid a very moving tribute to Pellegro and also said that if the Kennedys were reuniting and continuing without him, they should have had Pellegro on vocals.
Yeah, absolutely. He was that good of a singer. And I remember, here's a guy who would like literally launch himself into the crowd from the drum kit.
Mm.
So he's sitting back on the stage a little bit, and he would like, you know, do these fly.
Yeah.
So he was a showman too. He was a big part of the shows, and it just so much energy, combined with the fact that he never played. You know, Biafra said that he never really played the songs the same way twice. He was always bringing a little flourish or a little change up into it. And there's that jazz background. So D.H. Pellegro, A.K.A. Darren Headley, just a genius drummer, gone too soon at the age of 63. I do want to play a track that he wrote from the final album, original incarnation of the Dead Kennedys, released in 1986, called Bedtime for Democracy. Here's a Pellegro track from that called I Spy, where he's basically talking about a narc, but he's also talking about people who portray themselves as something they're not. To say the least, he seriously disliked those kind of people because he saw them all the time in Los Angeles. He didn't want not just narcs, but people in general who were you know,
posers,
had two faces
fakes
all the time.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. D.H. Pellegro, the Dead Kennedys, I Spy on Sound Opinions.
I Spy by the Dead Kennedys. You know, I was not the hugest Kennedys fan at the time. To me, the hardcore punk sounds coming out of Boston were more exciting than those coming out of Los Angeles. But maybe I missed a lot. And boy, coming from an album called Bedtime for Democracy, the Kennedys are arguably more relevant. At the time, I thought Jell-O was a preacher a little too much. And it's like, wow. Those messages, they sure seem relevant
now
today. That's it for this bonus episode, though. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with our other listeners on the Facebook group.
As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.